This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائل إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى الآل وصحب الكرام يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألا فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكما ورد في الرواية وكل ضلالة في النار ألا فاتقوا الله عباد الله وتمسكوا من الإسلام بالعروة الوثقى واحذروا غضب الرب فإن أجسادكم على النار لا تقوى O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His assistance and guidance, and we seek refuge in Him from the evil of ourselves and the adverse consequences of our deeds. And we testify that whomsoever He guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever He misguides, none can guide. And we request praises and blessings on our messenger, our teacher, our master, our leader, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there's no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, it is from the universal laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the life of this world will give us days that are for us and days that are against us. And it is from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the universal principles of this life that nothing in this life will remain. Every period will have a beginning, but it also will have an end. Everything that exists will exist with an expiry date. And it is also, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, from the universal laws of Allah governing the life of this world that insan and mankind will be anxious beings. As we learn in the opening verses I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Indeed, mankind has been created in an anxious state. And with anxiousness and the reality of the life of this world that we will have days for us and days against us, it's only natural that an element known as stress will also be part and parcel of the life of this world. Stress is a difficulty for mankind. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being a human being himself, he also stressed. And we read about his stress in the Quran. And in one verse in particular in Surah Al-Kahf, which we recite every Friday, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Allah highlights to us the state of the messenger, one of stress for the difficulty he received from the very same people he came to save. His worry for them was their safety and protection from entering into the hellfire. And their attitude towards him was one of total enmity. He stressed about this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we must understand, O servants of Allah, that with all these universal values and principles governing the life of this world, Another universal reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever leave mankind astray. And that for every sickness, Allah has revealed its cure. And if stress is a sickness, then no doubt, Allah has revealed its cure. And if we look into the Quran and the Sunnah, we find cures related to the sickness of stress from two angles. One, a contextual angle, and the second, the actual cure to the ailment angle. Let's discuss the contextual angle. The Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed with mighty context to help us appreciate the reality of our circumstances and situations. And when it comes to the life of this world, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through His Messenger that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us through it. For Allah has revealed that He will never ever burden a soul with a difficulty beyond that soul's ability to manage and carry. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no one more truthful and honest than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech and statement. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, Allah, the ultimately divinely truthful one, He reveals that He will never burden a soul with a difficulty, with a task, with a circumstance, with a situation that is beyond that soul's ability to manage. This is the context that Allah reveals, for His context that helps us manage the initial shock of different circumstances that we face. We face varied circumstances. In the first quarter of the second juz, Allah highlights particularly the most difficult of circumstances for mankind, that which causes true anxiety and stress. For Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. You will indeed be tested with many things, with fear, والجور and hunger, ونقسم من الأموال, loss of financial standing and material well-being, والأنفس, death, والثمرات, loss of your harvest and agriculture. These are matters that mankind stress about. Today we're stressing about inflation, we're stressing about exams for the students that are here, we're stressing maybe because of difficult contractors. I hear this a lot from the UK, especially after moving here. Anyone does any building work for you, it's stress. Can't get good worksmen here. Allahu musta'an. Everybody is stressing about different things. The high cost of living, the prices continuously going up, the news constantly bombarding us with negative sentiments and emotions. And news. Just recently we opened the news to find out that there might be power cuts in the UK. Subhanallah. We grew up in Africa, we know what power cuts are about. But perhaps for someone growing up here, they don't know anything about a power cut. Allahu musta'an. So that breeds about stress. There's certain people from mankind who read this news and say, we take it in our stride, we've dealt with it. 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, no power. We survived. But there's some people, subhanAllah, they read it and the whole day and the next day and the next day is totally deleted from their lives. And a manifestation of their state of being is felt by their spouses, felt by their children. This is the norm of our lives. Allah tells us in the Quran, He will test us with all these matters that brings about stress. But Allah also reveals context to help us get through it. If Allah takes you to it, He will take you through it. That's number one. Context number two, O servant of Allah. The Sharia teaches us, and this is the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the belief of the first three generations of Islam, those who are upon that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, that there's nothing like true complete evil. Evil in absolute doesn't exist. Rather, something is evil or difficult from an angle, but not in completion. I'll give you an example. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, a group of people went to a wedding, and it was a massive wedding, say 5,000 people. And their cars, very expensive cars, were parked in the car park, and heavy hailstones fell from the skies and smashed all their windscreens. What do you think the sentiment will be of the people in the wedding venue watching their windscreens being smashed? Do you think they'll be laughing, smiling, saying Allahu Akbar, Takbir, or will they be stressed? What do you think? Will they be in a state of worry? Indeed, they will be. But I ask you a question. What about the person who sells windscreens? What would be the state of the person who has a business selling windscreens? Is he concerned about the hailstones? Or does he see business coming to him today finally? That every other day, I had to be patient in stress while other people were stressless. And today Allah has given me a day where other people are in stress and I am stressless because alhamdulillah, I have business. Finally, I have business. Maybe I wanted to go for Hajj and I wondered when that day would come. And this year inshallah, I will go for Hajj. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts people in a situation upon a wisdom that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And this is another context which the Sharia reveals to us. That Allah gives us days to worship Him through being thankful. For those are days that are for us. And He gives us days to worship Him through being patient. Because those are days that are against us. And this is the meaning of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he said, a believer is always in a win-win situation. When things go their way, they are thankful. And that is good for them. For Allah rewards them. And when things don't go their way, they are patient. And that is good for them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them. That's context number two. Context number three, O servants of Allah. And O child of Adam. You were sent here to build Jannah. And the only stress that you should feel is the stress when your opportunity to build Jannah is taken away from you. This is the reality of us as believers in existence living today. And as such, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, the Sharia reveals the context that for a believer there's no O of obstacle, but rather the O of opportunity. For no matter what happens to you, if you're a believer and you manage yourself upon the mandates of the Messenger, Allah will reward you in the good times when you're thankful. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? You'll be rewarded. And in the difficult times, the stressful times, if you're a patient, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? You will be rewarded. And in these rewards, do we have the opportunity to build our Jannah? Our Jannah grows as our rewards grow. So the only stress a believer feels is when the opportunity to build their Jannah is taken away. Context number four. Every day, O servant of Allah, only gives you a pixel. And you can never, ever understand the picture from just a pixel or a handful of pixels. The entire picture is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day that you're going through is just a pixel. You have to be patient and gather more pixels. You cannot be anxious and act in haste. As Allah says, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When difficulty comes to man, he's withholding, he acts in haste, he's anxious. You start judging Allah, complaining about Allah, and setting yourself up for failure, losing your opportunity to build Jannah. You don't have the picture, you just have a pixel. Why are you thinking of the most negative pictures from only a pixel, which could paint 1,000 pictures? The picture is with Allah. And I'll give you an example. When Yusuf alayhi salam was abducted by his own brothers and thrown into a well as an infant, no doubt everyone reading that part of the story felt some hurt in their hearts for what happened to young Yusuf. But over 5 decades later, when a massive famine and drought was going to hit the region, and because Yusuf was at the helm, not only did Egypt survive 7 years of famine, but also Palestine because of his excellence in managing the storehouses during the 7 years of rain. If you were asked 5 decades later, Yusuf being thrown into the well 5 decades earlier, was that a good thing or a bad thing? What would you say? You'd look back and say, Subhanallah, if that boy wasn't in the well, there's no way he would have been in Egypt. And if he wasn't in Egypt, there was no way he was going to be in the slave market where the minister found him. And if he wasn't in the slave market, there's no way he would have ended up being in prison because of the test he went through in the minister's home. And if he wasn't in prison, he wouldn't have met the person who ended up working for the king, who saw the dream that required Yusuf's expertise to be interpreted. and Yusuf wouldn't have been given the role. If Yusuf wasn't in the well 5 decades before, millions of people would have died 5 decades later. We're not excusing the brothers for what they did, but that was a pixel 5 decades before. 5 decades later, we have the whole picture, and now we understand it better. This is a handful of context I share with you, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, in our journey to help us deal with stress. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil wahyain, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bihadi sayyidi al-thaqalain, laqad qultu ma qultu wa astaghfirullah al-azim al-jaleel li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin min kulli dhanbi wa khati'ah, fastaghfiru innahu kana ghaffara, wa tubu ilayhi innahu kana tawwab. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه واكتفى أثره ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين فإنه تركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله، ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. O servants of Allah, what we shared was the context, but also the Sharia has revealed the cure. The cures for stress, what are they? There are many. We have a few moments, allow me to share with you just a few. From the cures of stress, taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is salah, O servants of Allah. And we also learn this in the Quran, for in the opening verses that I recited to you, Allah said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Indeed, insan has been created anxiously, in a state that brings about much stress to them. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْ جَزُوعًا. And when difficulty afflicts them, they become withholding. Withholding in terms of their character. Withholding in terms of their ability to exercise empathy. Withholding in terms of their ability to be proactive. They become withholding, they become insular, they become selfish. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And then when goodness is given to them, they hold on to it tightly because they haven't forgotten about the difficult times. But Allah says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except for those who are upon their salah. Except for those who are upon their salah. O servants of Allah, one of the cures, in fact the greatest cure for stress, is salah and entering into a meeting with the Lord of the worlds. The one who is in total control of the situation stressing you out. If it's to do with your exams, it is Allah who will assist you. If it's job security, it is Allah who will assist you. If it is a troublesome contractor, it is Allah who will support you and assist you. And don't rush your salah, because the salah that you are in, you are worshipping the one who is going to help you in the matter that is worrying you before the salah and after the salah. So don't worry and rush the salah, focus on your salah. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Bilal, أَلِحْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ. Announce the adhan. Announce that which brings us serenity, which brings us peace, which removes us from the circumstances and situations that we are in, and raises us to a platform that is stressless, that is worryless, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we see in the hadith of Aisha and others, whenever something worried him, he immediately engaged his Lord in salah. This is number one, O servants of Allah. Number two, istighfar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no one who sincerely seeks forgiveness from Allah continuously, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift their difficulties, lift their worries, and shower upon them assistance and sustenance and help from areas that they never ever imagined. And wallahi wa billahi wa tallahi, I have enough stories from our teachers and the difficulties they went through, and what doors Allah opened for them by them sincerely turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know, as the Sunnah teaches us, that the mercy of Allah is always descending, but it's our sins that creates a barrier over us, preventing that mercy from reaching us. And when we seek istighfar, holes are made into those barriers, and the mercy of Allah slowly but surely reaches us, and we feel that mercy, and we become elevated because of it. We resonate with it, we become empowered by it, and then we give ourselves the chance to achieve our God-given potential as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was free from sin. Allah forgave his past and his future. And though this was his state, O servant of Allah, he says that he never sat a sitting except that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness 70 times. In another narration, 100 times. If this is the reality of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what about you and I, O servant of Allah? How many times do we seek forgiveness from Allah? Keeping our tongues moist with istighfar. We see a lot of things we shouldn't see. And this doesn't help us. We speak a lot of things we shouldn't speak. This doesn't help us. We hear a lot of things we shouldn't listen to. This doesn't help us. Where are we from istighfar, O servants of Allah and O children of Adam? Whenever you're going through a difficulty, in a process, in an organization, in a school, in a business, between you and other people, what is the solution? To fix your relationship with them. You can't move forward if the relationship with that person, between you both, this anxiety exists. It's not going to get better if you don't fix the situation between them. Between you and that person. If the situation between two parties arguing isn't fixed, the situation between them isn't sorted out, no one is going to move forward. So what makes sense to us, O servants of Allah, when we're going through difficulty? Is it not most appropriate for us to fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can move forward? Istighfar, a cure from the cures of stress. Also, O servants of Allah, the morning and evening adhkar, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided us towards. For in these adhkar are du'as asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in our difficulties. Du'as asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent difficulties from reaching us. Du'as asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from stress and anxiety. And to protect us from those matters that bring into our life stress and anxiety. These du'as have been gathered by the scholars. And it's become so accessible to us in languages that we speak. In fact, there's applications that we can download onto our phones. And the adhkar will be with us wherever we go. Because let's face it, we go everywhere with our phones. The fortress of a believer, Al-Hisnul Muslim, is a wonderful app that is easy to download. It doesn't take much resources. And in it are all the adhkar you need to manage your day and face your day in light of the universal values I shared with you regarding the life of this world. Don't forget the morning and evening adhkar, O servants of Allah. Last but not least, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, do not open the door to shaytan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the believer opens the door to shaytan by saying, if only. If only. If I only did this. And if only this happened. And if only I understood. And if only so and so did something. Don't open the door to shaytan by saying, low. This will only increase your stress. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the believer from low, from opening the door to shaytan, from saying, low, if only. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guide us towards as an alternative? He guided us towards tawakkul. Not tawakkul, but tawakkul. Tawakkul is taking the means and putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it works, you thank Allah. And if it doesn't work, you know it's good for you because you took the means and put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is when you don't take the means and things go wrong. And then you blame it on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying this is the qadr of Allah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. Yes, Allah decrees all. But even with the well of Zamzam, some of the decrees of Allah, as an example, in the well of Zamzam, depends on the actions of man. By Allah's decree, Allah revealed that the water of Zamzam would come onto earth. But whether it would be a stream or it would be a well was left to Hajar alayhi salam and her actions. When she did what she did, it became a well, not a stream. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to the Sahaba, that may Allah have mercy on her, because of her actions the Zamzam remained a well. If she didn't do what she did, it would have been a flowing stream. Subhanallah. So sometimes Allah, by decree, allows results to be based on how we act. And this is known as al-qadr al-shar'i. There's the qadr al-kawni, which is the universal qadr of Allah, which will be. And there's the qadr al-shar'i, which refers to mankind taking the means. And this is what Umar ibn Khattab said when he was questioned. Once he went with the Sahaba towards Sham, and a message came out to say there's a plague over there, people are dying. And Umar stopped the army and said, what should we do? And at the end he decided, we're going to go back to Medina. And when he made that decision, he was questioned and said, oh, leader of the Muslims, are you running away from the Qadr of Allah? He said, yes, I'm running away from the Qadr of Allah to the Qadr of Allah. This is the fiqh of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. I'm taking the means. And then someone from the companions got up and said, you've done the right thing, for I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that if you find out of a plague existing in a place, no one outside of that area should go into it, and no one inside of it should leave it. SubhanAllah. That's a topic for another day, because we all know with COVID and hijab and confinement and lockdowns and so on and so forth. But that is a topic for another day. In summary, O servants of Allah, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take the context that the Sharia has revealed, and take the cues that the Sharia has revealed in dealing with stress, because stress can be an opportunity for a believer, not an obstacle, if we look after Allah's teachings regarding it, remembering that there's no sickness except that Allah has revealed that cure. Barakallahu feekum. عباد الله إن الله أمركم بأمر قد بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى فيه بملائكته الكرام فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد أفضل الخلق وأكرم الرسل وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم احفظنا بحفظك الذي تحفظ به عبادك الصالحين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله. Straighten the roots, close the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.